My name is Trace Campbell. I am a theater major at K-State. I'm a senior who will graduate in May. And during this social distancing, I'm keeping my creative juices flowing by painting and making sure the walls have color. I also started writing a little bit. Nothing in particular, just something to pass the time. Growing up, any sort of free time I had was largely spent in imagination land. A lot of the TV shows I watched while I was a kid had a lot of fighting in it, but of course not like super violent fighting, but shows that resolved their issues through battling, like Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, Batman. All these shows had talking and dialogue, obviously, but they resolved their issues with fighting for the most part. And so watching that, I wanted to recreate these scenarios, but with my action figures. So what I would do is I would make a little battlefield with Legos and then bring out any sort of action figure that I had. They all existed in the same world in my head and all had personalities and names. I basically made my own Avengers team with action figures I owned, like Rescue Heroes, Bionicles, Legos, and also I have a way of making my own action figures, which I'll share with you. And don't get me wrong, it wasn't all just fighting. See, if a main character died in the squad, they would get placed under the bed, because that's where all the dead heroes were. And of course, everywhere around the house was also a new area to explore in, like the bathroom was the Grand Canyon because of the sink. The couch in the basement was a snowy mountain because the couch was white. So obviously. But that was a large part of my childhood, was existing in a world that was not real, with people who were not real, and controlling their lives, and creating a happy ending for them, most of the time. And having that level of imagination is incredible, because I just remember basically like fogging, like my eyes would fog over, and this world would just be in front of me, and 2 hours would pass, and would feel like I was just there for 20 minutes. It's kind of incredible the amount of imagination children have. Now, here's something you can do while at home to keep your creative juices flowing. When I was in second grade, we had people come from the high school and teach us how to make aluminum foil sculptures. You just take one sheet of aluminum foil that's like a foot long or so. It can be bigger if you want the sculpture to be larger. And then you take a pair of scissors and you just cut about 5 inches or so at the bottom, just cut that in half because that's going to be the legs. And then near the top part of the sheet, on the opposite side of where you cut the legs, cut that, make a cut at each third because the middle third will be the head and the two sides will be the arms. And from there, you just crumple it all in together and you pinch and crumple each appendage from the outside in until you have a humanoid figure. I one time made an angel for my grandmother, and I think she still has it. But from there, you can make all sorts of things, because once you have this humanoid structure, you can take aluminum foil and add on to it. It's kind of like clay in a way, because when you pinch and crumple an accessory into the foil sculpture, it sticks. It's super cool, and you can also just wrap it around too. And so it's easily something you can add to or take away from. After making plenty of sculptures, though, I realized that aluminum foil figures make excellent action figures because they're super malleable, and you can make them into any shape you want to. Being able to create your own figure opens up the world of possibilities. It's absolutely insane because you can make any sort of figure you want, like aliens or bats. Another perk of having aluminum figures is that, you know, sometimes when you're playing, you get a little rough and maybe somebody loses an arm, and that's totally fine. But it's okay because it's just aluminum foil. You're not breaking your action figure. It's super cost effective, very malleable, and extensive. And I think it's probably the best toy I ever had was just foil. If you are somebody who likes to play with action figures or somebody who likes to create pieces of art, I recommend just grabbing a roll of aluminum foil and just have at it. See what you can do.